because we've reached that point on a Friday where emojis and acronyms and facepalms make their move. It's called the Crunch Time Toolshed. We roll out the nominees, then the official inductee. But first, it wouldn't be the Crunch Time Toolshed if we didn't bring in our landlord to open it on up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with, I guess, soon to be former Boston Red Sox consultant Bill James. You know, there's a classic case. Sometimes you hear somebody who maybe went to a real high level school and they graduated, and you have a tendency to say they're really smart. I've learned that sometimes you should say that, well, they're educated. Smart might be in a different category, because what he said this week was really stupid, maybe ignorant, maybe arrogant, maybe clueless, probably a combo. Pretty much claimed that the players in Major League Baseball and on the Red Sox even, you know, the dominating world champs who likely go down as one of the 10 best teams ever, the players, they're on a level with the beer vendor. And if they all left, the game would continue, which, dumbass, of course it would, but it would stink. Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Justin Verlander, these are not dime a dozen. The players, to talk about a guy who overvalues his own opinion, those kinds of guys grow on trees or wear out laptops. His direct quote, "The players are not the game any more than the beer vendors are." That's one of the dumbest takes I've ever heard about any high-level sports, and I'm not saying that laconically. All right, let's move. Once again, man, these people show up a lot. The Maryland Athletic Department. You know, we've hit on the Board of Regents and their gutless now former chair, James Brady, in that tone-deaf press conference trying to let those responsible for the death of Jordan McNair off the hook, attempted to shoot down the theory a toxic culture did not exist around a program of now former coach DJ Durkin. We know the president stepped down. We know the low-life, knuckle-dragging, awful person, the former strength coach Rick Court, is gone. This week, they also canned head trainer Wes Robinson and assistant athletic director Steve Nordwall, who headed the training staff. But like many, I was of the opinion, wait. After all that, those guys still had jobs this week? Really? What are you waiting for? Something worse than the death of a young man under their watch? Doesn't get worse than that. Constantly amazed at the obvious steps not taken in response to just awful, 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 awful circumstances. And these slices of crud think they are going to hold a press conference and it was all going to magically vanquish. Just brain dead these people are. Finally, I'm going to do an old guy alert. So TNT analyst Chris Webber is next. He appeared on the Dan Patrick Show, and this has been a trend. We talk about it frequently on our program. These great players who just can't understand that it wasn't always the best when they played, and they have equals, and young guys playing today could be as good as them. You know, there's an absolute way I to get through to some of these guys. I'm like, you're talking crap about something that can't happen. You know, the 1965 Packers just are never going to play the 94 Niners or the 84 Niners or the 2007 Patriots. That whole thing with Doc Brown and the flux capacitor and the plutonium, it was a movie. It didn't really happen. No DeLorean is going back in time. You know, first it was Jalen Rose. Now C-Web on how much superior the Fab Five Michigan team was than this Duke team. And as you know, if you've ever been to the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor, there's no banners hanging for the Fab Five. You know why? They didn't win it. And the titles they won and the Final Fours they made and the Pac Big Ten championships, yeah, they got all taken down because of Weber was on the take. Weber said the Fab Five will never be replicated. In what way? Like I said on Twitter, and yes, I'm pun in hand, take a time out if you need to do some research. You see what I did there. Now make no mistake. Those guys were unique. They were like trendsetters with the style. And I mean, I lived here in Eugene, Oregon, and my son at the time, so we're 91, 92. Yeah, they're 10, 11, 12. They were all hoopers. They all had the Michigan shorts, and they liked to wear the low socks and the Michigan hats on backwards. But loved to watch that team. They choked. They didn't win it. If they were so great, they'd have won at least one. And by the way, they lost to Duke. This current Duke team, they played a game. So how could you make a comparison or say anything like that? Because there's no answer. It's just grumpy old men three. Nothing like digging into a topic and insisting on a take that cannot be proven ever. The Maryland Board of Regents are just scum. I'm gonna put Bill James in there as this week's inductee to the Crunch Time Toolshed for 11/9/18. And with that, we bring on our proprietor and shut the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.